New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, on this snowy and blustery Monday morning, it's time for us to check in with Dr. John Brooks, infectious disease specialist at McLaren Port Huron Hospital, to see how the war against COVID-19 is going. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hopefully you're doing well today.
I am doing well. Sounds like you're doing well also, hopefully.
Absolutely. Things are going great at the hospital. You've seen in the news, and we've seen it locally, that the amount of hospitalizations regarding COVID have dropped. If we go back to the peak till now, it's down about 64%. So that's a really nice improvement, which means lots of things are going on. Part of it, we think, is, of course, immunizations, because we've been able to immunize those in nursing homes. And as we go through and look at the numbers, that's been a good number of people that have gotten sick and hospitalized and died. So we're hoping, because we've been able to vaccinate them, we've changed that part of it. It's also the deep of winter, right? So people aren't getting out and around and doing the things they might normally be doing. So that may be impacting it also. And we don't have any clue of how many people have actually had it and how that's impacting the ongoing transmission that's been occurring. Mm-hmm. But still, lots of people need a vaccine.
Absolutely. And that's been a big issue, as people have been clamoring for the vaccine, trying to secure a spot in line for the vaccine. How's that whole process going? We're told that there may be more vaccine available soon. How is the process of getting everybody that needs to be inoculated getting their shots?
So, it has been somewhat slow. Part of it is, of course, is that there is a limited supply. It isn't 300 million doses, one for everybody, yet available. So we're working through that. The supply is increasing, so that really is helping. That we're liking. The bigger difficulty, though, is our very vulnerable older people that are not tech savvy. What we're seeing and running into is that those 80-year-olds that are, kind of sick and alone at home, they really don't know how to get on the internet, and the phone call process with the health department, of course, is pretty slow. So, what we're really hoping for, if you have a family member or a friend that is older, or maybe a church friend that you know about that's older, to maybe give them a call and see if you can't help them get registered, because what we're seeing is that those octogenarians may not be the most computer savvy, and they're struggling getting signed up. So we would love it if people could give them a hand. And as we're saying, sign up as many places as you can. If you're a McLaren patient, please sign up at the McLaren site. If you live here in St. Clair County, sign up there. If you're Sanilac County, sign up there. Some of the local drugstores are now starting to get involved. Maybe go to the CVS website and try to sign in there and try to get multiple places so that maybe you can get it more quickly. Because we do know the sooner we get people vaccinated, the better we're going to be.
Absolutely. And those vulnerable people, the older population that you mentioned, they are eligible to get vaccinated now. They just need to schedule an appointment.
So there's an appointment and get in line so they can get that vaccine. And, we're also starting to think about, scientifically, that the more people we get vaccinated, the less impact these variants may have on people. And that's one of the things that's really been kind of fascinating, is that vaccine immunity is better than natural immunity from the virus. We've seen that with some other things in the past, too, but that's really showing out at this stage of the game. So if we can get people vaccinated, that may protect them even better from the variants than natural infection, naturally getting the infection may be. So that's also an exciting piece of get them vaccinated.
It's interesting, Doctor. I hear people say, I can't wait to get vaccinated because they want to do things they haven't been doing. What can people do once they've been vaccinated? Obviously, you can't throw your mask away and stop doing the social distancing and things like that. But what are some things that people can maybe feel safer about doing? Hugging their grandkids, perhaps traveling, things like that, that maybe they've been avoiding up till now.
So the answer is that we're going to say at this stage of the game, it's still out there. So if you're older, the answer would be is that, yes, you'll have some protection. But I think what we're seeing that most people would be doing is, like you talked about, is the older people interacting with their families more once they themselves have been vaccinated. It does markedly improve their outcome. You know, one of the things that we have noticed, and it's pretty important, from people that are vaccinated, tend, even if they do get sick, tend not to get devastatingly ill. So getting out there and doing regular stuff, I'd say no. But I think what it does is once we get these older people vaccinated, it does get them interacting with their local family more. You know, I'm not saying I would get on a plane if I was vaccinated, but certainly I think I would be a little more likely to go see my grandma.
Yeah, yeah. This it's amazing how quickly this all came on almost a year ago, and how very slowly we're transitioning out of it. I mean, we're sort of in the very beginning stages of getting out of this health crisis, but we're by no means to the end of it yet, are we?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, when we look at the number of people that have been vaccinated, I think in the state of Michigan we're approaching 2 million. And remember, there's 9.7 million of us. So, you know, we're about a fifth of the way in, right? So we got a long way to go to get enough people vaccinated where we would call it that herd immunity. And we don't really know the number, but we often think about that 80% mark. So we've got a little ways to go.
Heading in the right direction, though.
It sure seems that way.
That's great. Dr. Brooks, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It is my pleasure, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.